Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Your real estate agent is going to perform three critical roles for you. First, they're going to coach you. How do I get ready? As we talked about before I took my last break. Then they're going to market your house and negotiate for you. And then they're going to coordinate the escrow and the closing and make sure that the cash arrives in your bank account as promised. So clarifying what work needs to be done is a big part of the success of a good realtor. A real estate agent wears so many different hats. I remember starting out in the business, I had to juggle. So get this. You're trying to get people to call you to sell the house. So you're marketing yourself to get the business as a real estate agent. But you're also then needing to convince the seller that you'll do the best job of marketing their house, which is delivering the product of that property to the correct audience effectively. And then you want to make sure that you know how the contract works so you understand the law and the disclosure. Now, back in 1987, when I got into real estate, I had one piece of paper. Now there's over 40, potentially. So you have to be much more legally minded as a potential real estate agent than you used to be. But that said, you're guiding people through the process as a contractual awareness as much as you are a marketing awareness, as much as you are marketing yourself awareness, as much as you are trying to negotiate for them through a home inspection. So representing their interests to put your foot down and say, no, we won't do that. But also guiding the client and saying, like, here's the risk, here's the reward. If we do this, this is what we might get. This is what we might not get. What do you want to do? Knowing how to handle all of that and keep your license up to date and keep all of the details of preparing good photos, good copy on a property and so on. It's a skill set that a qualified agent should have. Clarifying what work needs to be done to your house is also a preparation phase portion of it and helping you determine the best time to enter the market for your property. I mentioned earlier in the show, the house on Deborah Drive in Potomac, we put it up in December of last year, which is arguably the worst time to put a house up for sale. But I read the market, had a complete dearth of listings in that price range, and sure enough, we sold the home in less than, I think it was 8 days. And we had multiple contracts and sold above list price. You know, a successful real estate agent is going to market your home to the public. Now, many agents will simply follow what I call the four P's of real estate. So pricing, all right, putting the listing into the computer, planting a sign in the front yard, and then praying that buyers come to look at it. In reality, however, there's really over 100 steps in the average selling process. So you need to make sure that your realtor has a strong understanding of each of those steps, along with a marketing plan that will position your house to stand out. You want to review, negotiate a purchase agreement. You want to oversee the whole contract process. An equipped real estate agent will guide you through it from preparation of a contract to the settlement table with as few headaches as possible. Now, having reviewed your offer, your agent's going to assist you in complying with all the elements and the conditions of that contract, which might include an appraisal contingency, a termite inspection, a radon inspection. We get all kinds of inspections. In fact, recently we had a buyer do an asbestos inspection on a house that we were selling. Now, the buyer's actually swabbed the ceiling tile in a room and the flooring tile, and it came back that it was probably positive for both, meaning there is asbestos ceiling tiles that were made in the 1930s and 40s, and certainly there's asbestos tile on the floor. Now, we usually don't think asbestos tile on a floor needs to be disturbed because it's a linoleum over top of the friable asbestos, and as long as it stays in place, it is fine. It's no problem. But if you disturb it, that's where you usually have your issue. The ceiling tile, kind of the same thing, I think, but I'm not absolutely sure on that. We haven't had an asbestos test done in some time. So this created a question. What is a seller going to do or not going to do? And frankly, we came back to the buyer and said, we're not doing anything about this. We're not going to attend to anything about the asbestos because it's tile on the floor, tile on the ceiling. If you disturb it, then you can deal with it, but we're not. All right, so when you get to a place where you think, okay, I think I understand why I should have an agent. Now, how can I go through a process of interviewing a real estate agent before I hire one? Well, I mentioned at the beginning of the show the Guaranteed Buy Program. What is a Guaranteed Buy Program? And, you know, you've heard this. You hear this on different radio stations. You hear different agents saying things like, if I don't sell your house, then I'll buy it myself. You've heard that, right? Do you realize that that's really just a hook? That the reality is that agents will get you to pick up the phone and call them because they say that they'll do that, so that they know who you are, and then they can start a relationship with you. But do you know what the deal is there? Is they'll give you 70% of the list price. Okay, let me give you perspective. $700,000 house, they'll give you $490,000. $500,000 house, they'll give you $350,000. It's not worth it. It's not a good value. For you, it's certainly not attractive. And if an agent doesn't have real confidence that they can sell a property, guarantee it, then they shouldn't be giving you that kind of a guarantee. It's just, honestly, it's a bait and switch to me. I mean, it is truly a guarantee, and I guess they'll keep their end of the bargain, but do you really want to put yourself in a position where you're only taking 70% of the real value? I have a Guarantee Buy program with the Eric Stewart Group, where if you are selling your house with us and a buyer comes in and they have a contingency to sell another property, that we will sell the other property in 90 days, or we will buy that house for 90% of our list price if they buy your house. So you've got a $500,000 house. They've got a $300,000 townhouse. We guarantee to sell their $300,000 townhouse within 90 days, or we'll buy it for 90% of that, or $270,000. But that's only if they buy your house. So we attract more non-contingent buyers to your property by offering this guarantee. It increases the traffic through our properties by 4 to 5% over other agents' listings. I've done this for 13 years. I've only had to buy one house. But I've put together dozens of contracts to get people into the house they really want without facing the fear of owning two homes because they haven't sold their first one when they're buying their second, or owning no houses because they put their house up and sold it right away and they can't find the house they want. So the Guarantee Buy program the Eric Stewart Group provides is a great capacitor. It overcomes the catch-22 for prospective purchasers and helps them get into the house of their dreams without the worry. Gives them security. Gives you security. You know you're not taking a contingent offer, contingent on the sale of another house. Who wants that? That's an unloaded gun. You want everything loaded and ready, and you want to have confidence. Worst case is Eric will put their place up for sale. If he can't sell it, he'll buy it and settle it in 91 days. Great, huh? So what are the other questions you should ask a realtor? Well, unfortunately, I'm kind of running out of time, and there's so much to discuss, but I do have this market-ready guide, which is 50 pages, chock full of great information, including 10 questions that you should ask a realtor before you hire one. Like, why should I hire you? Describe your marketing strategy. How long does it usually take to sell your listings? Those kinds of things. There are 10 good questions for you to ask. If you want a free copy, download it now at ericstewartgroup.com. Best place to get it, ericstewartgroup.com. But if you need to call us at toll-free 800-900-9104. Hey, closing thoughts coming up in just a moment. I got to pay the bills, though. Here comes a commercial.